Now that I have the AMC pass, I've been seeing a lot of film, a lot more than what I normally see. And one of the films that I thought looked funny and interesting and I wanted to check out was called Mafia Mama. And it starred Toni Collette and Monica Bellucci. The Mafia Mama was played by Toni Collette. Her name in the film was Kristen. And Monica Bellucci, who was her counterpart in Italy, her name was Bianca. The premise of the film basically revolves around the idea that Kristen has a mafia family in Italy whose godfather passed away and she was to inherit the throne, the property, and be the leader of whatever their mafia affiliation was. I mean, it's an interesting story idea, and she's thrown and thrust into that position. The comedy that sort of ensues is what I thought made this film interesting. It didn't run for very long in the box office. The film only grossed $4.5 million and only $2 million on opening weekend in the United States. It's sort of a romanticized idea that you might have some grandfather or uncle or cousin that passed away and leaves you a piece of property in another country, like something like in Italy where it's on this plantation, or not really a plantation, but it's on this big farm in her case where they make wine on the farm. In the film, she was like a marketing person. When she was called to Italy, she came out there not really wanting to take the position of mafia boss, but once she embraced that, she started to use her marketing skills in order to help the business. The film was interesting. It was funny. She was funny. And I thought it was really entertaining, some of the things that happened. There was a little bit of violence in the film. I thought it was funny. And I would give Mafia Mama 3 stars.